The Gonzaga faculty vote comes after 3 years of discussion on campus. Philosophy and Environmental Sciences Professor Brian Henning says that's when students first proposed the resolution. It reads, "We request that Gonzaga University's Board of Trustees commit by 2020 to divest Gonzaga's endowment from the 200 most carbon-intensive companies." Henning says students met with administrators, professors, and others in the university community. They sponsored a series of speakers on the issue, and a year ago, the student government formally approved the measure. Tori Shaw is the leader of the Fossil Free Gonzaga Student Divestment Project.
We have decided that to continue to invest in carbon-intensive companies is intentionally going against our mission of caring for the environment, caring for the poor and the vulnerable.
Brian Henning says the faculty vote affirms the students' position.
It connects interestingly to the apartheid divestment movement in the 80s. Gonzaga students in the 80s had a four-year campaign to try and convince Gonzaga Board of Trustees to divest from companies supporting the apartheid regime. And the board initially fought it, and after a four-year campaign, the students were successful.
Henning says a subcommittee of the university's Board of Trustees has been studying the carbon divestment proposal and plans to release its report to the full board this summer. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.